Let's stop.
We were on our way back from the Iraqi border with Iran, and we came across this group of Kurdish fighters.
There is nervousness here. They've heard this report that there could be groups preparing to launch a ground attack into Iran, and their job would be to stop it. The reports say that the United States would be helping with this ground attack into Iran. But the United States is a friend of yours. So, what side are you on?
This commander was careful to say only that he enjoyed American support. He wouldn't be drawn on any other group.
Wow, look at this. The Peshmerga have had close ties with the United States for years. They've been a recipient of military equipment for a long time too. But now they're worried at the possibility of the United States helping to fund and arm another Kurdish group in this region to launch an attack on Iran. That will disturb the peace.
But overnight, Trump speaking aboard Air Force One, saying he has ruled out working with the Kurds.
They're willing to go in, but I've told them I don't want them to go in.
Iran is taking that threat seriously. This was the warning the U.S. Embassy in Iraq issued to the Kurdistan region. Hours later, there was an alert issued for our hotel.
We've just heard about a threat that might be coming into this hotel from one of Iran's proxy groups in northern Iraq. So we are getting down to the basement right now.
And that night, another hotel was targeted. U.S. oil companies in the south are also now being targeted. The Iranian regime issued this warning. Those drone strikes could be just the beginning.